Simon & Schuster Australia presents The Golden Gang. Bushranger Frank Gardner and the Biggest Gold Robbery in Australian History by Ian W. Shaw. Narrated by Steve Shanahan. Introduction. There is a hierarchy in the pantheon of Australian bushrangers. At the top sits the vainglorious Ned Kelly, the ultimate outlaw raging at the inequities heaped upon him and his family, the man who took revenge for those inequities and whose life ended on the scaffold. Just below Ned is the tragic figure of Ben Hall, whose life and death is almost as well known as Ned's. First arrested on a trumped-up charge of robbery under arms and held for far longer than was necessary before being released without charge, Hall abandoned the honest life he'd built for himself as the son of convicts to become a bushranger. He joined a gang led by a man whose name is perhaps less well known, but who in his day was much more famous than Hall or any other bushranger, Frank Gardner. Mastermind of the biggest gold robbery in Australia's history, Gardner led a life that was nearly as extraordinary as that feat, and the full telling of it is long overdue. In a tough country and among a group of tough men, Gardner was regarded as the toughest of them all. But while he engaged in gunfights with police to evade capture, he was always courteous in manner and could lay claim to never killing anyone and never stealing from those who could not afford to be robbed. Nor did he or the men he acted with ever act inappropriately towards the women they held up, even if those women were believed to be carrying substantial amounts of money. He went by three different surnames in his lifetime and spent almost half of that lifetime behind bars, including as one of the original prisoners in Melbourne's Pentridge Stockade, later on Sydney's notorious Cockatoo Island, and finally in Sydney's infamous Darlinghurst Jail. If Frank Gardner was never quite the Robin Hood he sometimes imagined himself to be, he was, like the mythical outlaw, a natural leader, a man capable of inspiring a motley bunch of stockmen and drifters to become the most effective and successful bushranging gang in the country's history. He brought planning and discipline to the process of armed robbery, and it's fair to say that his gang changed the face of bushranging. They operated with a clockwork efficiency that culminated in the robbery of the Gold Escort at Eugowra Rocks, a deed that shocked the Australian colonies at the time, and that would later be immortalised in Rolf Boldrewood's classic novel, Robbery Under Arms. The Lachlan gang that Frank Gardner put together had a changeable membership and included several men.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?